This is Twit.
So, big story that came out last week. Scott wrote this up for PCPro.com. We were talking about it last week. I feel like I've talked about this in several places. I guess I was talking about it with I got to be guest on the Tested podcast. Was that Microsoft has funded, as acknowledged, I think Ed Bott probably broke this story, that the media center's dead. Thank you. It's been a slice. We're not supporting Windows Media Center in Windows 10, which is a bummer. And there was much lamenting on Twitter, and then Robert Herron pointed out, like, well, okay, so it's still supported in Windows 8, so I'll probably only get another 7 years out of it. One of the things that was kind of funny, and Scott notes at the top of the story up on PC Per, you know, basically Gabe from Microsoft Windows Insiders program has confirmed on Twitter that Windows 10 will drop support for Windows Media Center due to decline in usage. And it's really funny because my understanding is the usage is calculated based on the people who opt into giving Microsoft their stats. So the super users who build Windows Media Center machines are probably many of the same people who don't want to share their usage stat with Windows. Because according to the stats, they have the primary use for Windows Media Center is viewing DVDs, which is amusing to me because everybody I know who's running Windows Media Center is doing it with either a Seton cable card tuner or one of the Silicon Dust cable card tuners, or have, you know, for example, Robert Herron. From HeronFidelity.com, he's done an amazing Windows Media Center system where he's ripped his entire Blu-ray collection to a server, and then it comes up with this giant screen full of pictures, box covers, you know, album art, Blu-ray art for all of those titles. So, you know, and it was kind of obviously intentionally you could either argue that it, you know, Microsoft was trying to kill it off because Windows 8, you had to pay $10 and have the pro version of Windows Media 8 or Windows 8. So obviously this wasn't something that Microsoft was like, we're going to broaden this to everyone. I think they just sort of contained it down to a smaller user base. And the rumor is that a lot of the features that make Windows Media Center so wonderful for power users will eventually be migrated to the Xbox One, which means instead of a premium operating system that nobody wants to buy with an extra $10 premium for Windows Media Center, you can just buy an Xbox One, which is currently selling for what? How many millions of dollars?
An Xbox One, $399?
$399, so $400. I take it back. Xbox One plus Halo. I can pick that up for $350 if I shop around.
Okay, there you go.
So
it's not bad.
Dropping every day. You know, almost as inexpensive as upgrading to Pro and spending $10 or leaving your life in Windows 7.
I think this seemed inevitable, kind of the dropping of MCE, but sure. I think the number of people who are gonna go, oh, MCE doesn't exist, I guess I'll go buy an Xbox, is gonna be pretty small in the grand scheme. Right. I don't know. I think Scott's story over here that he brought up, there was some interesting kind of backstory to it. Like it's ties to games for Windows Live, for example. I didn't really know about until I read the editorial that he put together there in terms of some of the requirements for a game to have that designation is that it had to work with Media Center Edition. It had to support Xbox accessories. It had to allow it. What was the feature? It was called Tray and Play, which means the game had to be able to launch without having to be installed all the way first, right? Which is a technology way ahead of its time in terms of that's something Xbox One and PlayStation 4 are still trying to figure out how to do today. Maybe that was the issue, is they were still trying to figure out how to do it in Windows back then. But the idea was cool, and it could have been another killer feature for Media Center Edition, you know, basically making it a PC console, but, you know, that they're putting their weight behind Xbox and the brand and the division there, which seems to be why they care very little for Media Center users.
Well, they may care a lot for Media Center users, but I think the business model is pretty difficult to justify at this point. There are no hobbies at Microsoft. That might be the way of putting it.